Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Douglas P. McCormick is our guest. Doug is the author of Family Inc., Using Business Principles to Maximize Your Family's Wealth. Doug, thanks again for being here, and I appreciate your time today, and I hope you'll come back another day. You got a lot more to teach us.
Great. Look forward to it.
So we're talking to folks. Douglas's idea is when you're thinking about your future, your career path, when you're thinking about how to manage your company, your family's money, your family's resources, money, labor, assets, whatever, think of it as a business. Do you recommend, most families have budgets. Do you recommend going beyond that?
I'm a fan of a budget and a balance sheet. And, when I think about a budget...
Most families don't have that.
This is true. And these are concepts that are used in the business community, and they sound kind of intimidating. But, a balance sheet is really just a listing of all your assets on one side and all your liabilities on the other. And when it comes to budgeting, the equivalent is an income statement in the business world, and that's just listing all the money in a given period of time and all the money out. And I generally feel like it doesn't need to be that detailed. You just need to have the high level so you can decide are you spending more than you're saving, and if you are, how do you rectify that?
Right. Well, and of course a lot of people budget, but sticking to the budget, that's another thing, because it's for a lot of folks, it's not so much that they're not disciplined enough to stick to the budget, it's just that there's not always enough budget to go around, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot
funding,
of people...
Funding the budget, I guess, maybe is what I should say.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people put themselves in a bad situation without realizing it, because they commit themselves to things that can't be changed over time. And what I mean by that is, if a big portion of your budget goes to an auto payment and a mortgage and a debt payment, pretty soon you don't really have any choices on paying those, and you've not left yourself much cushion. So I'm a big fan of you got to leave yourself a little bit of a cushion for a zone of error, and if you have a challenge, you've got enough money to support it, and if not, that is your savings that will accumulate over time.
Right, exactly. Talk to us. What about retirement? What about retirement planning? What are your thoughts on that? Tell us about how you cover that in the book.
Well, I think basically, if you think about the model we've talked about, retirement's the point where you've exhausted all your labor, and now you've got to manage your consumption for the rest of your life with the assets you've accumulated over time. So first of all, the good news is Social Security is a big asset for most families, and that's an important element of your whole plan. I generally find that retirees underestimate how long they're going to need this money. And as a result, they usually are more conservative than they should be. And by that, what I mean is they're heavily invested into fixed income and less invested into equities. And obviously, equities, as we see in the market,
you mean even in the early stages of their life?
I think in general, people underestimate their time horizon. So as a young person, when you throw your labor in there as an asset, you really can endure a lot more risk and should be almost all equity except for, near-term expected purchases.
Right.
And even as you get close to retirement, if you retire at age 65, you're likely going to be spending this money over the next 20-plus years. And so even an early retiree can afford a fair amount of equity exposure.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing people do is they don't fully appreciate the insurance needs they may have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when it comes time to retire, things like long-term care insurance or annuities, I think are a very effective tool to help manage risk. And I would rather see people use those type of insurance tools rather than have a heavily fixed income portfolio.
I'd like to recommend to young people, buy a permanent policy. You don't have to buy a participating policy, but a permanent policy, even a universal policy. Buy a permanent policy with, say, at least $100,000 death benefit, and put it in force when you're very young, because that's something that long after you can, if you live to be beyond 60, I guess 70 or so, you can't take term out anymore. You've still got a policy, and it's probably should be at a premium you can afford, even in the retirement age. What do you think about that advice, Doug?
Yeah, I think the most neglected insurance that almost the entire country misses is disability insurance. You know, the chance that you encounter some period of disability over your working career is relatively.
Would you defer to that over more life insurance?
First and foremost, I would say disability, because you know financially, becoming disabled is even worse than death in terms of you lost your income, but you've also experienced some expenses.
Right.
And then I think you know early families have a real insurance need, to your point, and so I think you know when you think about insurance, it's really to hedge against the family losing that income from the person that passes.
Right.
And so to have that insurance in place to ensure that, you know, if something happened to the primary income earner, that the family could continue to support itself. Mm-hmm. That's a real key element of the financial strategy.
Hey, Douglas, there's so much more in your book I want to ask you about. Will you come back another day and talk to us?
Love to.
We'll love to get you back in. Let's have the website again, please.
It's familyinc.com, FamilyInc.com.
Douglas P. McCormick is the name of the book. Doug, we'll be back another day, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.